Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. I want to talk today about a topic that a lot of people think they know a lot about, or they're very opinionated about this subject. But I'm a health teacher, and I'm also somebody who is a student of the Bible and also a teacher of the Bible. And I want people to understand and learn how they could best get closer to our Creator and also to be as healthy as possible. Now, this topic is a topic that's not a popular topic, but it needs to be spoken about more often. It's a topic of diet and food, because ultimately it comes down to getting close as possible to our Creator. And when people hear terms and ideas, they have pre-exposed thoughts about these topics. So when I teach, I taught in many New Age environments over the years. New Agers will try anything once. More, they have an open mind, where many times Christians or people that study the Bible have their mind set up based on what their interpretation is of Scripture, what they think they see, and they don't want to consider anything else. So I'm asking you to just have an open mind to maybe re-examine or re-look at the Bible and re-examine your thoughts about this particular topic. Now, my goal for being so passionate about this is because I suffered from a disease when I was 19 years old called inflammatory bowel disease, which is known as ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Prior to that, the only thought I really gave to food was, I'm hungry, I want to eat. But then when I got a little older, as a teenager, I was into competitive sports, so I wanted to be the best I can be. So I did what the meat industry pushes is the high protein diet and trying to push protein to be the best athlete as possible. Well, when I was 19, I got sick. Everything changed. I didn't know what to do. As a matter of fact, I couldn't eat for a while. I had something called inflammatory bowel disease, also known as ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, which was inflammation of the colon, and I couldn't even drink water. It was really bad, so I didn't know what I was going to do with my health. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life or how I was going to continue to live this way. Well, I did what the doctors told me to do, because up to that point in my life, I was trained to believe the doctors know best about my body. And I think doctors are wonderful in emergency situations. Doctors are great in pain relief. But when it comes to health and staying healthy long term, this is something that doctors really don't study. This is something doctors really don't know. And when I say doctors, I'm not talking about all doctors, because there are some doctors that do study this topic. But for the most part, doctors study pain relief and not nutrition. They study emergency techniques, but not long-term health goals. So it's understandable. Well, I suffered from this disease, and I did what the doctors were telling me, and I wasn't getting better, I was getting worse. So I started to look more into different methods than what the average medical doctor would say, and I started eliminating things from my diet that was contributing to my particular intestinal issue. And I realized when I wasn't eating certain foods, I wasn't feeling as much pain. I wasn't getting as sick as I was. When I tried to present this to my doctor and other people, I just got the answer of, well, diet doesn't have anything to do with it. It's all hereditary. Everything's hereditary. And I'm not saying there aren't hereditary weaknesses, but I'm saying there's definitely a connection between what we put in our bodies, what we put in our minds, and the food we eat. Now, I don't like labels. I am somebody that realizes that people want to label a lot of things and give a lot of things labels. And I know that eating healthy is often associated with New Age practices for some weird reason. It's really crazy, because the New Ages they try to steal the rainbow, right? The rainbow is a beautiful, great thing in the scripture, sign of the covenant, but the New Agers try to make it their flag. You know, perhaps in the world, the way the world is today, maybe it is a sign of a covenant, because amongst all the darkness, you could see this rainbow flag, even though it's a different rainbow, a different flag. So maybe it is a light in the darkness, but let's get to the point here. So I eat foods that do not hurt my body. And am I suggesting that if you eat certain foods, it can bring you less closer to our Creator? Well, I eat healthy because I want to be healthy. I don't like the way pain feels. Instead of going to a medical doctor for pain relief is not eating or putting things in my body or mind that are going to create that pain. So that's what it really comes down to. It's pain relief, pain management, or avoiding pain altogether. Now, if you're not suffering from pain, you don't have to relieve any pain, whether it's a little stomach ache or whether it's cancer. Both of those have pain attached to it. And pain takes a lot of energy and time to overcome. Of course, a stomach ache is a lot less serious than cancer, but it all comes down to the same thing and the same goal. Do we want to live our lives in dealing with pain or not dealing with pain? So preventative will help us, or preventative things will help us to avoid having to deal with the pain. So how can living a life in pain, inflicted by ourselves, harm our relationship with our Creator? Because as a believer, my goal is not just about me, and selfish me. My goal is, as the scriptures commands us to go, is to let people know about Yeshua and to tell people about Him. Now, how can I go ahead and do that if I'm spending all my time dealing with my pain? How could I focus on His Word and learning and studying and teaching if I'm dealing with pain? So my goal, number one, because the number one reason is because I hate pain. On every level, I hate pain. And on another level, just as important, if not even more important, is the less pain I deal with, the more focused I can be on fulfilling the goals that I have according to what our Creator wants us to feel. Now, if you're going to go, let's say, go somewhere and talk to somebody about the gospel, whether it's a Bible study or street preaching or something, if you get a stomach ache or a headache and you can't go, I don't feel good today, I can't go. Well, you just did not only do a disservice to yourself, but you did a disservice to the goal of Scripture. So you have to consider that. Now there are other goals of Scripture. I mean, ultimately we want to spend eternity with our Creator, and we have to find a path to get there. And in no way am I suggesting or saying that you can lose your salvation if you don't eat a healthy diet, or that anything you eat is connected to your salvation. It's not. Salvation is about being obedient to our Creator. It's about accepting the gift and believing in faith who Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, is, and believing in that and trusting in that. And that could happen regardless of what you're eating, regardless of what you're putting in your body. It can still happen. Now, we are called to love one another. We are called to help one another. We are called to disciple one another. We are called to be there for one another. And when I share my experience about overcoming my illness by changing the way I eat, some people would suggest, well, that's just you and everyone's built different. Not according to the scriptures. According to the scriptures, everyone is not built different. According to the scriptures, it says we are made in His image and it is good. And in His image, His ideal for us was not for us to suffer the same way the people of the world suffer. It was not for us to have the same diseases upon the world. In Exodus 15:26, it says, "If you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians." If you follow his guidelines and instructions, he will not put on you the same diseases. The disease is directly related to the diet, to the food, and to the obedience that our Creator calls for us to be. And he gives us in Scripture the food he wants us to eat. In Genesis 1:29, he says that food for man is fruits and vegetables. We were put in the world's greatest health food store eating fruits and vegetables. We were told not to eat from one tree, but everything else was for food. And in that time, when our Creator was creating the world, he created man and he created animals. And at that time, he said man would have dominion over the animals, but dominion didn't mean to kill and slaughter and murder these animals. It didn't mean these animals will be your food. It didn't mean that you will treat these animals with just the worst way you could possibly treat something living. It didn't mean any of that. It meant to be caretakers, to watch over, to protect, to use properly the way our Creator wanted us to do so. We as parents have dominion over our children. It doesn't mean we're supposed to go and eat our children. It doesn't mean we're going to go and murder our children. To be caretakers of the children, to guide them, teach them. He's built us with the capability of having the opportunity to do that for our children and for our animals. But we see the first problem with man, it wasn't about eating from a tree. The first problem was disobeying our Creator. Man disobeyed our Creator. They ate from the tree that they were told they shouldn't have eaten from. They listened to the enemy who told them, don't listen to our Creator. That's the problem. The enemy put all his convincing into it to say, are you going to follow him or are you going to follow me? And people decided to follow the enemy. The issue wasn't food or fruit or an apple. The issue was man stopped listening to our Creator and started listening to the enemy. And there were consequences. And to this day, there are consequences when we stop listening to our Creator and we start listening to the enemy. It used to be the other way around. Well, the flood comes. You all know the story. The flood comes, wipes away everything. Noah's on the boat with his family. They took a lot of fruits and vegetables on a boat, I'm sure, for them to eat while they were on the boat, not knowing how long they would be there. But then the flood, the waters recede. Man comes out of the boat. Now they had seeds. They had seeds because they were able to plant a vineyard. So we know they had seeds from all the fruit they ate on the boat, on the ark. So they had a lot of other fruit as well because they had all the seeds from the fruit they were eating. And the animals were eating the fruits and vegetables. So the animals were able to spread those seeds when they came off the ark. But then something interesting happens. You had these few people come off the ark. And it was a flood that wiped out everything, a massive flood. There's no food. There's nothing for them to eat. And there's animals. Not a lot of animals, but enough animals. And our Creator knew everything that was going to happen. Just before they went on, he said, take these pairs of these clean animals. And these are the animals that you are to take on. And so now man's sitting there, Noah and his sons and their families, with nothing to eat. With nothing to eat. And then our Creator says, now remember, the whole reason they were on the ark to begin with wasn't for the the great behavior of all the people. This flood wasn't caused because people were listening to our Creator. The flood was caused for the same reason Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden. Man stopped listening to our Creator and started listening to the enemy. That's why Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden, and that's why Noah and his children were sitting here in the middle of a field coming off this ark with no food to eat. So our Creator had to kick them out of this paradise and put them in a world of tremendous sin. Tremendous sin. And of all the world, only these few people, actually only one, because I don't know much about how his sons acted, but only Noah, because of Noah, Yah didn't destroy the humans completely. But he threw them out of paradise into a world of sin. Now they're sitting here, nothing to eat. They're planting the seeds. They still had some grapes left over on the ark. Most likely, maybe some food left over on the ark. But here they are. And Yah tells them in Genesis 9:3, you may now eat the food. You may now eat the animals. Can you imagine how they would have felt living their whole lives, hundreds of years, eating a diet of just no animals, fruits and vegetables, and now the Creator says, you can eat the animals. Why'd they do it? He didn't say, you must eat the animals. He said, you can eat the animals. Why'd they do it? Because there was nothing else to eat. There was nothing else to eat. You see, Christianity today thinks it was like a reward. Oh, great. Now you're here. You listened to us. You were on the boat. Now go ahead and eat the animals. Congratulations. No, it was more like, what are we going to do? We're going to die. We're going to die. We have no food. Why would our Creator take us and save us through the ark, but bring us off the ark to die? And our Creator says, I'll help you out. Until the fruits and vegetables are going to grow back, eat these animals to live. I'm sure they weren't happy about it. They never ate an animal before up to that point. I'm sure they weren't like, oh, this is going to be wonderful. This is going to taste great. Eat the animal so you can live. It's like years ago there was a plane that crashed in the wilderness in some cold land. And the people had to eat the other people that died on the plane to survive. They weren't happy about it, but they did it. They had no choice. So, they ate the animals. Right. They're feeling good. They got food to eat. They're happy they have food to eat. But then they continue to eat the animals, And their lifespan decreases tremendously. Tremendously. Methuselah lived 900 and something years. 989 years or something. The oldest person to ever live. The average person at that time was living hundreds and hundreds of years. They get off the boat. They eat the animals. And from there, their generations decrease tremendously. They don't talk much about their health, but they certainly talk about their lifespan decreasing tremendously. So, time goes on. They grow their vegetables, their fruits. And now they're eating fruits and vegetables, but they don't stop eating the meat. They don't go back to the original diet. They don't stop eating the meat. They continue to eat the meat. And then they do something even worse, because when our Creator said, eat this meat, He gave them guidelines. says, I know you never ate meat before, but when you eat this meat, I know this is new for you, but make sure you only eat from these particular animals. I know this is new for you, but do not eat the blood. Drain all the blood out of the animal. I know this is new for you, so make sure you're not eating animals that these type of animals, and you're eating these type of animals. So now you got people eating the animals and the fruits and vegetables once the fruits and vegetables grow back. And then people start eating all animals, regardless of the perimeters that the Creator put around those animals. And guess what? The lifespan decreases even more. Their health decreases even more. But people keep doing it worse and worse and worse. Again, the problem is not only about food, it's about doing the opposite that our Creator tells us to do. So then we continue to get away from His word. The lifespan continues to decrease, and we continue to run into these major issues. Now, fast forward to today, to the mindset of the average Christian. Not thinking about anything I just said, just consuming the majority of their diet, meat and things that our Creator told us not to eat, never gave us permission to eat. Going outside the perimeters of eating the animals which were giving for the survival at that time. And not getting back to the way He originally wanted us to eat. And there's many different parts of that story we won't get into at the moment for time-wise, but there was the man stopped, didn't listen to our Creator about being His priest, and then they had to create a priesthood that used those animals, and so on. But we got to see, well, why that priesthood to begin with? Because, and the sacrifice to begin with, because man wasn't listening to our Creator. They wanted somebody else and a priesthood. We'll get into all that, but we get to the point where we are today. The lowest, from a biblical standpoint, continuing, the lowest age, to continuing to decline, the more we get away from His guidelines and instructions. And now, trying to actually justify it, to justify His guidelines and instructions. And we live in a time today where the amount of food we eat, the type of food we eat, the time we eat it, the way we eat it, is all against the way He wanted us to originally eat it. And with that comes along pain, tremendous amount of pain and suffering. Now in the scriptures, we're going to, from a spiritual walk and a spiritual understanding, Yeshua says, you will suffer because of me. But that's not what He meant. When we're going to suffer from the diseases that in Exodus 15:26 says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same diseases upon you that I put upon them. But people are experiencing the same type of illnesses. And He even goes to say, when the children went into the promised land, separate and divide yourself from all those pagan people and those pagan practices. And if you do, I will bless you abundantly. But if you don't, not only will I put the same disease upon you, I will give you new diseases you never even heard of yet. What did people do? They didn't listen. They mingled the seed. They didn't separate and divide themselves. They became one with the people. And they caught all the diseases and even more. And to this day, people are not following the guideline instructions of our Creator. They're getting away. They're doing the opposite. And they're getting more disease than ever before. Today, we have more money, science, and knowledge than ever before in the history of man. But we also have more disease than ever before in the history of man. Why? Because we have more people living against the guidelines and instructions ever before in the history of man. See, we think as humans, just because we got away with something, it must be good. We have to understand how the enemy works. When Adam and Eve ate that apple, they didn't die immediately. They didn't pass out immediately. We think we escaped the Creator's consequences of living against His guidelines and instructions just because we don't feel the effects immediately. The Bible says there's a way before each man that seems right and ends in death. The Creator says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster. To give you a future and give you a hope. A future and a hope. Our ways, our thinking, our thoughts about certain topics are taking us more and more away from our Creator. Putting a darkening on our future and our hope. When it comes to the diet we should be eating, we need to have to understand a little bit of science and how the body works. But if we take that all aside and understand our Creator created us, not like certain animals that have sharp claws like knives and sharp teeth like knives and saws to cut and rip, but with teeth like to chew grass and to chew herbs and grass and to grind it up in our mouths, with hands and fingers, not to rip over open animals with knives like knives, but to pick fruit and to peel fruit. This is how we were designed and how we were created. Just because you think you've been eating meat and getting away with it is not a reason to think that that's going to keep you as healthy as possible. I would put a challenge up to all of you and say, stop eating animals and things that come from animals like milk and eggs and cheese for 1 month, 30 days. 30 days. And tell me if you feel better or not, or feel less worse, less pain. Now, when I started this off, and I'm going to say this now, eating healthier is eating according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Eating healthier is eating according to the original plan and design of our Creator. And eating healthier will allow you to be closer to our Creator.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
In this time of desperation, all we know is doubt and fear. There is only one foundation. We believe in this broken generation. Dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again.